Drive east over the Susquehanna River in Dauphin County, and you'll see steam emanating from only two of TMI's four cooling towers. That's because one of its reactors partially melted down in 1979. It was the worst nuclear accident in U.S. history. Unit 1 is still operational. It's run by Exelon Corporation. Before we can go inside, company spokesman Ralph DeSantis takes us to a security checkpoint where we meet heavily armed guards.
Ralph DeSantis, I'm here for our tour.
They check our names, social security numbers, and birth dates.
All right, now you ladies going to go through. Have a good one. Enjoy.
Thank you very much.
We pass through a metal turnstile and reach more security. It looks a bit like an airport with a metal detector, x-ray machine, and an explosive detector.
Enter. Air puffers on.
Once we make it through, DeSantis takes us to TMI's Unit 1 reactor.
This is the reactor building. So right on the other side of this wall is where the reactor is. This wall is 4 feet thick of concrete. And then the reactor vessel is inside there. That's where the chain reaction is occurring.
At full capacity, the plant generates enough electricity for 800,000 homes. It's one of five nuclear plants in Pennsylvania. Together, they account for about 35% of the state's electric generation. Only Illinois has more nuclear capacity. Under new rules proposed by the Federal Environmental Protection Agency, Pennsylvania will have to cut its greenhouse gas emissions by 32% over the next 15 years. As EPA Region 3 Director Diana Escher explains, the state can choose its own way to meet that target.
So I would not describe us as supporting nuclear energy in this plan at all. It's very flexible for the states.
But in its proposed rules, the EPA cautions states against prematurely retiring their nuclear fleets. The agency also suggests expanding nuclear power as a way to meet emissions targets. All but one of Pennsylvania's nuclear plants recently received a license renewal to operate for another 20 years. Only the Limerick plant in Montgomery County is still going through the process. Environmental advocates remain deeply divided about nuclear power. On the one hand, it's praised as the ultimate, reliable, low-carbon power source. On the other hand, when things go wrong, it can be disastrous.
But the drama of this hour occurring right now in the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, I want to
show you. In the United States, safety is overseen by the Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Spokesman Neil Sheehan says plants now have to have more redundant safety equipment to prepare for catastrophic events that happen off-site, like the earthquake and tsunami that struck Fukushima.
We're still in the early stages of seeing these implemented, but we think already, just with some of the changes that have been made, that these plants are even better protected than they were before.
Susan Stranahan won a Pulitzer Prize as part of the Philadelphia Inquirer staff for her coverage of the Three Mile Island accident and recently co-authored a book on the Fukushima disaster.
I think that the nuclear industry has not learned its lessons.
She believes nuclear power can help curb climate change, but she doesn't want to see it expanded. Stranahan says the current 10-mile evacuation zones around plants are inadequate, and external threats like floods still pose significant risks.
I think the fact that that we have not had a nuclear accident in this country since 1979 has lulled people into a sense of complacency.
One of the lessons learned from the accident was the need for more training. And Ralph DeSantis shows us inside TMI's control room simulator. It's an exact replica of the real thing.
Essentially, the technology, much of it still is the original equipment that we maintain.
On the surface, it doesn't seem to have changed much since the plant came online in the 1970s.
It does look like the 70s. It looks like seafoam green or something.
Yeah, it definitely looks like the 70s. Absolutely.
Despite the decor, the plant still attracts young workers. 23-year-old Heidi Nafis grew up in the Chicago area. A self-described environmentalist, she says she feels good about working to make energy so efficiently, although it's always a conversation starter when she tells people she works at Three Mile Island.
There's a set of standard responses varying from Simpsons jokes to, oh, you glow at night, to, is it still running?
But longtime Harrisburg activist Eric Epstein says he's seen many promises made and broken over the years when it comes to cleaning up the site. He chairs the local watchdog group, Three Mile Island Alert. One of his main concerns is the United States still has no policy on where to take its nuclear waste, so plants around the country are storing it on site.
There is no economic incentive to clean TMI-2 up. There's nowhere to take the waste, and that creates a crisis. And unfortunately, you know, I believe that crisis is going to be postponed and kicked down the road to future generations, which is, in my mind, unfair.
In 2009, Three Mile Island was relicensed to operate until 2034. At that point, both reactors will be dismantled together over a 10-year period. Plans call for full restoration of the site by 2054. That's 75 years after the accident. Marie Cusick, State Impact, Pennsylvania.